I have a couple questions, and I'll get to those when you're ready.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So you get this, you get the one offer, and then you start getting multiple offers. And if you've suggested that the first offer, you know, is something you want to consider, that's okay to take other offers, of course, and then make a decision based on each offer, correct?
Yes. So,
because I know we had said that we were considering the first one, and now there's another one, and there may even be another one. So.
Yes. So right now we have our two offers in hand, and those are the first people in, and it really doesn't matter technically who came in first. It's whoever has the best terms that you're. There's no rules in that sense. So until you sign something, you're not officially under contract with anybody.
Got it.
So it's you. There's no rules for your side of like, oh, I have to give more weight to one or the other. That's more of a personal preference for you. The good thing is, and you know, we got this second one in late last night, so we haven't really had a chance to talk about this second one yet, and I'll go over the pros and cons of both of them, and then we can still go back to both of them. So just because the second offer had a little bit of an advantage of, as we discussed over the phone, is when I get multiple offers, if what I feel is the best situation is if the offer is at least full price or above, it's good to tell the other, because you're allowed to tell the other agent as long as they get permission from you, the seller, to give that information on the of what our offers are. So that's what I did. I said, you need to, you know, we've got a very strong offer at 357 closing, and some of the important terms that you were looking for, saying, hey, you know, you're going to really need to beat these to entice the seller to go your direction. And if we would have had something that was under our asking price, then I would not be recommend telling the other agent, hey, we're lower than that. I would just say, hey, we got a very strong offer. So, you know, pick and choose what I tell the other agents to try to get you the most, you know, money and best terms.
Well, that's the good, that was one thing I wanted Kathleen to, she'd asked me earlier about what the difference was between divulging the amount or not. And I'm glad you said that. Would you tell her a little bit more about that, because I couldn't remember what you said the other day. So if it's the difference between divulging the amount and not.
Yeah, so I think as long as you're at your first offer's in at full price or above, it's good to give that information out, because then you have the other agent knowing they have to go higher. Mm. If you come in, and any time they're know they have to go higher, but if they depend on the condition of a property and different things, I've had other times where I've had several offers in, but the offers were below the asking price.
Mm.
And even had like two or three offers in, and they were all three below asking price. And it's just that that was that particular property. So we didn't necessarily want to, and that they were all in coming in at the same time. So if you're a lot, if some properties are lower, because sometimes in certain price points, if they need, like a house is more, needs more work or things like that, you'll get investors involved and they'll come in like 40,000 under asking price or different things. So if you tell somebody else like, oh, I've got an offer, and tell them I've got an offer that's 40,000, and they say, oh, I can still come in only 10,000 under and look more attractive. So it really depends on the property and how far under that other offer is. But if it's like $5,000 under, I always just like say, hey, we got a strong offer in. You know, hey, it's first couple days on market. Then they're assuming we probably got a full price offer. So they're
so a powerful negotiating tool. I see. Powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful negotiating tool, but it had to be used at the right time. Exactly the right time.
Yeah. And depending on what your other offer is, because, yeah, you don't want to, if it's too low, you don't want to show that hand, because then they don't feel like they have to come in as strong as they would otherwise.
I see. Good. Thank you.
Sure.
I also noticed that oftentimes in this hot seller's market that what you're seeing are the reasons are outlined by the buyer agents for why this seller should accept it. And they've even included some lender letters saying, hey, this guy's qualified up to whatever. That doesn't that give the seller kind of a huge advantage if they can see those lender letters that say, you know, he could afford really this much?
Yeah, it definitely helps. Now, from a perspective of a real estate agent that, you know, has been doing it for a while, a lender letter is a piece of paper. And I like to talk to the lenders. So I did leave a message for the lender from the one last night that came in. She actually forgot to attach the lender letter. So I emailed her this morning, and she sent it over this morning before our call, and I left a message for the lender. So I did speak with the other lender from the first offer. So some buyer agents, what they do is they try to be proactive and have the lender actually call the listing agent, which the first offer did. So the lender actually called me on Friday late in the day and said, hey, I wanted to, you know, just give you a call ahead of time because I didn't have her information yet. And so she called me being proactive to say that, hey, they're qualified. We put them under desktop underwriting. They could afford more. They're putting 10% down, but they have extra money where they could probably put more down, but they want to have that money saved. So she was explaining, you know, some of the finances. They can only, and again, from a lender's side too, they can only explain what their borrowers is allowing them to explain because they have certain rules where they can't say certain things unless the buyer says they can.